This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Friday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Ashley McBride will be in later. And this is what happened. I like Ashley a lot. They said, Ashley's going to come in. Is that cool? I said, absolutely, it's cool. They said, would you like her to play? I said, absolutely, I would like her to play. And that's pretty much the end of it. And I was excited about that because Ashley's really good. And Ashley's at that superstar level where, unless they're volunteering, I'm not like, you want to pull out the guitar and play a couple songs in the morning? And then they said, and we'll see what happens. It's like, hey, if everybody feels good, maybe she'll do too. And I was like, maybe she will.
It's going to be cool.
Ashley McBride later. That'll be awesome. Let's get the show started now and go all around the room. Up first, he's been called a hero for breaking up a fight. And he always tries to teach his kids wrong from right. Producer Eddie, everybody.
I have a question for Lunchbox and Ray, because I haven't seen Lunchbox do cameos around the studio. Usually he busts out this real cheesy birthday hat.
Oh, the app cameo.
Yes, yeah. Cameos. Is this where you pay to get a message from Lunchbox or something? But I haven't seen him do it. He usually does it like from the studio and says, this is where Bobby sits. This is where Amy sits right here. And then he gets paid for that. So I'm wondering if Ray and Lunchbox are still doing cameos.
Yeah, still on the cameo, still rocking it. Get about 3-4 a week, and just some haven't been birthday. Some are just like, oh, they're moving. They got a house or they had a baby. So there hadn't been as many birthday ones, but still
baby,
rocking it.
Baby, that would be even bigger,
big,
I would think.
Man.
Ray, what about you?
We bumped our price up to $39, so we have had a little bit of a decline. And also, I don't really advertise for it. If people want to find it, they do. We get a couple a week. It used to be overwhelming, so I'm happy where it's at.
How much money do you think you made from Cameo all in?
A lot.
You don't want to say?
No, I mean, it's a significant amount of money.
Over 5,000?
Way more.
Way
what?
More.
What?
I mean, I have all the receipts.
No, we didn't.
No one's questioning you.
No, we were surprised.
Like, wow, that's a
good
lot
for
of money.
You. That's awesome. Everybody's, dude, we're not threats to you.
He's defensive.
Do you still have Bay on with you? Is it still like Ray and Bay?
Yeah, we do one with the cat as well.
What was your price before you moved it up?
We were at 19, and then we moved it up to 39.
Whoa, you didn't go 25?
Because now I've been doing more like 4 minutes. I give them behind the scenes of the studio. I'll show them my house.
Why do you guys give so much behind the scenes? Like,
they love that.
We're all good not seeing behind my desk.
Like, Lunchbox will put the helmet on. This is the helmet in front of Bobby's desk.
No, we don't. Just leave my stuff alone. Okay.
That's what people want, man.
Eddie, great question. Thank you. All right, let's go over to Lunchbox. He wants to be an actor so bad and is getting impatient. Too bad he doesn't even have a real agent. That's right. He's himself. It's Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead.
Speaking of making money on websites, guys, I think I need to open an OnlyFans account.
Wait, what?
That's right.
That's disgusting.
No. I mean, this is where it's at. This is where you make money. Because I saw Iggy Azalea. She bought a Rolls Royce for $1 million because she made that much on her OnlyFans. She's like, oh, I might as well spoil
you know what
myself.
OnlyFans is, right?
Yeah, you send different material to people.
It's
like a subscription base.
It is, but it's mostly nakeds.
Iggy Azalea does that?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. And she made $1 million, bought a Rolls Royce with cash. Like, boom, here you go. So I think I need to open up an OnlyFans.
What are you going to give fans?
Topless photos.
Those are already on your Instagram.
Feet. I mean, what do they want? I mean, everything. I mean, just subscription-based to me.
How much would you charge a month?
I would say $50 a month.
And what are they going to get from you except stupid pictures of you they can already get online?
Different.
Talk with them one-on-one?
Yeah, we can do video chats. We can do all that.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how awesome would that be able to find me on OnlyFans?
Not awesome.
I wish you would do it. You can't. I don't think you can.
Why?
Because I don't think you can make money here doing a different media source. I think it's in our contract.
It's not a competing thing.
Well, yeah. YouTube,
I have an idea.
Or any video is. But you can just do it and then be like, I'm sorry.
That's true.
I mean, I don't ever ask permission. I just go, oh, I'm sorry. What, Amy?
I want to see him email some of our bosses and be like, can I get OnlyFans?
Those responses are going to be awesome.
So maybe I shouldn't email him. I should just do it, set it up.
I didn't say that. I can't see a bunch of subscribers, though.
Oh, our listeners would be dying for
some
content.
They would just pay you. They don't even care about the...
Dying. No.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
People want an inside look at me.
Inside?
Inside and outside.
Oh, boy.
Here's a voicemail I got about Lunchbox, by the way.
I was wondering about Lunchbox owing you the money from the storage unit, if he's ever paid you.
He said tomorrow the last time we talked about it, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the problem.
Okay, there's always a problem.
No.
With me getting my money.
No, a couple of our shoes that we put up.
Do you like your kneecap?
Hold on, you're not listening.
Here's a baseball bat, Bones.
Are you ready to listen?
Yeah.
Don't listen to these jabronis. They're not in on this. It's our business.
Yeah. I don't have a crispy nickel from you. And I put a lot of crispy nickels in the pot.
I know, but listen, we are making crispy nickels. We're making big ones, shiny ones. A couple of the shoes we put up didn't meet the reserve price, so they went back up for auction. So the auctions haven't ended, so I can't present you with a big check.
I feel like I'm being scammed by the guys in the same room with me.
Because he's already sold shoes, right?
Sell the rest of them.
No, I did. I put them up, but we have a reserve bid because we're not just going to give them away, man. That's dumb business. Like, they are worth
We've already made a profit.
You're right.
I need my money.
I know. And you'll have your money soon.
I feel like I'm a loan shark, and it's like, if I don't have my money, it ain't going to be good.
That's what it sounds
like. Like, you don't want me to sell the shoes for $5.
I don't care at this point. I just want my money.
All right.
I put a bunch of money into the bucket, and I got none coming out.
Oh, no, hey. You got some coming out, man.
What?
Get ready.
Okay.
Sounds like you need to scare
them,
Bones.
Payday!
Okay, I'm going to give them a week till next Friday.
What happens if he doesn't?
We're gonna need to get a big check.
Then watch your back.
Wash my back.
Wash your back. Yeah, wash your back. All right. Her live podcast is in just a few weeks, and she found out that most of her toilets have leaks. Here she is, Amy. Everybody.
True. I'm gonna share a hack with you now that my daughter learned on TikTok, so that she could save on silverware, like so she doesn't have to wash extra things. She was putting a carrot in her smoothie. And she needed to chop it up, though, because it's a big carrot. She's big into, like, trying to eat more nutritious things. So I see her over there like a rabbit, chomping on the carrot and spitting it into the blender. Chomp, 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 spit.
Why can't you put the whole carrot in there?
Yeah, why is that a hack?
I think she's scared to put the whole big carrot in there.
So she's... Why wouldn't she just chew it while it was already in her mouth and get the same...
No, because she wants it blended in with the other stuff. Huh. And she said, oh, no, I saw someone do this on TikTok, and I thought it was an awesome way to... Save on
silverware. What if she did that with your carrots?
No, I would not drink the smoothie. No way.
All right, last one. Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he wanted the studio set up like a TV show, and at 5 a.m., we're ready to go. Bobby Bones.
Triple Ryan. Huh. Triple Ryan points there. I was driving in today. I drove in the Hyundai Ioniq 5 that I have, which I love. It is amazing, and I just thought this is the perfect car for Amy because there's a bush outside of my garage. And if you get too close to the bush, it puts the brakes on. This happened this morning because it's dark.
That's cool.
It stops automatically. So I think Amy would not hit things because it's like an automatic brake. The other thing that it does is if you're sitting there, let's say you're at a traffic light and it's red and you're third back. And you're like, well, I'll just look at Twitter or I'll respond to a text while I'm sitting. When the people in front of you pull off, it goes beep, 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 beep.
Time to go?
Time to go.
Wow. That's
so
dream.
You never have to get honked at.
Yeah.
Well, I have it. It's not my dream. It's not life.
I mean, now your dream has come true.
But this could be the car for you. Yeah. and I'll sell you mine.
Oh.
Okay.
For a low price. For the low price. I'm just telling you, you should look at the I think they're about to do the Ioniq 6 as well.
Okay, well, this is all making sense now. Because, it, you know, in our parking garage, we have a wall that you park up next against. You know, and I think that it's like, beep, beep, beep. Like telling you, like you listen to it hardcore. Because you're nowhere close to that wall.
Yeah, why are you parking so, like, your butt sticking
out? You're so far away
from
that wall.
The tail of your car is out at least, like, 6 feet.
Here's the deal. If I'm being honest with you, my contract, my parking spot, don't matter how I live in it.
That's your spot.
That's right.
You do whatever you want.
Anybody else notice this, right?
Yeah, I park right next to
it. Well, the truth is, the SUV is a little longer than my car. And I drive one of them, and I don't drive the SUV very well. I don't park it very well. Yeah. I don't park my car very well, if I'm being honest.
You really don't.
No, I mean, it's not a bad parking job. It's
safe. Well, I didn't know I parked bad until you guys brought it up and attacked me.
There's like 10 yards between the front of your car and the
wall. Well, sometimes when I'm coming in hot, and before I even put the car in park, I'm running out of it, right? Yeah. I'm slamming it in park and getting in here.
But you've better be safe than sorry. That wall is scary.
Yeah, I agree.
Amy'd rather tap the wall. Bobby'd rather stay away from the wall. I mean,
can't beat the wall.
Yeah.
Not in the car. All right, let's go. Friday show. Thank you, guys. Show starts now. You send us questions, we try to answer them. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag, yeah.
Dear Bobby Bones, I've been listening to your show for the last 2 years since moving to Tucson on 92.9 The Bull. I really enjoy your show, except for one thing, Lunchbox. He's extremely unprofessional in how he behaves on the air and with your guests. He uses your show for personal gain on and off the show. He calls himself an A-list celebrity. He's a typical loudmouth that doesn't know what he's talking about or care about the rest of the team. My question is, when are you going to cut him loose? He's a major liability to your organization, doesn't fit within the show. Your team has always been respectful with listeners and celebrity guests. Lunchbox does not show the same level of respect. You have a great show. It'd be better without Lunchbox, so please consider. Sincerely, signed, lose me or Lunchbox.
Ooh.
Well,
wow. That's so brave. Don't even sign it. What a loser.
Well, we changed their names. She probably did, but we changed their names so they don't.
Yeah, well, guess what? We're going to lose
her.
You're
proving her point right now.
Well, the truth is,
everybody uses this show for their personal gain.
Well, no. It's different. We do a job, hopefully, to get ratings, so then commercials cost more. You get on and go, I've started a list just like teachers, but I'm going to do my groceries.
Yep, and I got on the Angel Tree, and guess what?
You got a free watch.
You got that watch.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Woo! We're not going to fire Lunchbox. Lunchbox is great on this show, and he's different than everybody else. And I can understand why he would get at you a little bit. I can understand why I would or why Amy would sometimes. He just isn't your cup of tea, lose me or Lunchbox.
Yeah.
But there are some people who, they want to drink Lunch's tea all day and all night.
Oh, yeah.
I love my tea.
Mm-hmm. Huh? And that's up to them. If they want to buy him things, I guess.
No, I don't like that. No, we can't do that, though, because somebody will, and we can't use this show as that. A vehicle for that.
I know. I don't like that he does that, but it's not.
But we should. But we can't say if they want to buy him things. No.
Okay.
Don't buy him anything.
Okay. Don't.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up in July.
No.
July.
You know, like, what a baby. Oh, lose me. Sorry, baby.
Lunchbox is a big part of the show. We're not going to fire him. I understand why you would be irritated at times with him and with me. And with everybody.
But I get more Lunchbox.
But yeah, a little more.
Yeah, she's a little softy, obviously.
A little softy, obviously.
Yeah, oh, my poor baby.
That's
he's so loud. Oh, and he's not nice to artists. Guess what? I'm nice to artists.
Are you?
Yeah, I say what up every once in a while.
Yeah. Sometimes you're trying to look up the whole time.
He doesn't.
Yeah. Well, some of them aren't interesting to me.
And then he says, they don't care about me. Why should I care about them?
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
He sits over there and does his crossword puzzles and day's a day.
That's right. Thinks about winning the lottery, daydreams.
Do you get... Wait, that's what you do during it? You daydream?
Yeah, I daydream like, man, if I had the lottery, I wouldn't have to be sitting here right now.
Do you ever finish your crossword puzzles?
Sometimes.
And the goal is not to complete it?
It depends. It's just like if we get busy, I forget about it, and then I'm like, by the time I get home, I'm like, I'm not going to finish it at home. I got other things to do.
That's how you feel about the job. Like, you should... You have, anyway.
I'm only going to do it when I'm on the clock.
I agree. Lose me. I'll fire him now.
She makes a point.
All right. Thank you for the email. We're not going to fire him, but we appreciate you listening. All right. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I send you along your way and I say, don't come back until you got the most fun fact in the whole world. And you guys all show up and I love it. There will be a winner today. I'll declare somebody the fun fact champion.
Oh, come on.
You didn't know. And there is a prize. You didn't know this was going to happen. But let's go.
Fun fact Friday. Yay!
Up first, Amy.
Okay, so Michael Jordan, when he first started wearing Air Jordans, they were three colors. Well, the NBA had a rule. You can only have two colors on your shoes. But Michael wore them anyway because Nike thought, hey, we're willing to pay the fine. So every game he wore those, Nike had to fork over money.
Mm. That's cool. That is pretty cool. I like that I know it.
There's a movie coming out. That's about true. The Jordan 2.
About, it's called Air.
Yeah.
About and the shoe. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Chris Tucker's in it.
It's awesome.
Jason Bateman's in it, and it's about the Nike and Michael Jordan. Yeah, that's going to be cool. Lunchbox, your fun fact.
Pooping can be life-threatening for a sloth, so they only do it 2 times a month. Sloths spend most of their time up in the trees, but they have to get down on the ground to poop, and they have such weak muscles that they are targets for other animals, so they hold it up for and only poop 2 times a month, and when they poop, it's a third of their body weight that comes out.
Wow. That to me sounds like awesome. Just pooping. Because I was on Linzess. My digestive stuff was so bad. It'd be like every 4 or 5 days I would do it.
Well, it's kind of like you then. You're like a sloth.
That's why I related. I was like, wow, I start crying.
Oh, man. I know what that's like.
But yeah, it's a vulnerable position for an animal or a human. But that's why dogs look around when they do it. Because it's such a vulnerable spot. Like they, all their generations, when they would get attacked, that would be it. Because wow. They'd bend and... Then is when they could be attacked. They can't run. Their legs are bent in a weird way where they can't. So they would turn their head and look around. But that's why they do it. Because it's a place of vulnerability.
Good thing we have stalls.
But I still look around. Them. I still look around. Where they're coming from. Eddie?
Okay, so if you had a brand new pencil and you sharpened it and you drew a line and you went all the way till the end of the pencil, you can draw up to 35 miles of a straight line.
Wow.
That's how much lead is in a pencil.
Do kids even use pencils anymore?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, they still do.
Good for them.
And my kids mostly do because they're bad at math. A lot of erasing.
Is it still number 2 pencils?
Yeah.
My kids like the click, click, and they break.
Oh, you got to do mechanical. Mechanical. Writing with a normal pencil gives me the chills. I can't do it.
35 miles of chill, though, if you just get scratched, yeah? Morgan.
We all know them as giraffes, but they were originally known as camel leopards. Legend has it Julius Caesar brought the first giraffe to Europe, where many thought it looked like a cross between a camel and a leopard. And the scientific name for leopards still involves the camel leopardus in the name.
Oh, cool. It does kind of look like a camel and a leopard did it.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
They did.
Yeah, it's a long neck.
All right, finally, Cheetos exist because of the U.S. military. They needed a way to ship and store cheese during World War II, and so they invented this cheese powder. Then after the war, manufacturers like Frito Company bought the powder and said, this actually turns into like a crusty situation. And so they were like, we can make this cheesy chip, and that's a Cheeto.
That is awesome.
Yum.
And that was invented because they needed to ship that stuff in World War II.
Wow.
Cheetos are legit, though.
Mm-hmm. I love Cheetos.
And I don't purposefully seek out the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but if I do happen to get into a bag, they are so good. I eat all of them, and then it destroys. You know, we talked about that whole platypus in the tree, whatever it was?
Yeah.
Sloth.
Yeah. Hey, that's what it feels like. I can't go for a long time. It locks it up. You know what I mean? All right. You know, I was thinking about this. The winner of Fun Fact Friday, the most fun fact that will win the award today.
Come on.
Me. I won. What? I liked it. Mine the best.
Oh, hey. He was going to do that all
I will award myself the $100 prize. That's so thank you.
Cool. All right, guys. Stop for
thank you. That's fair, right?
Not really.
You don't think mine was the most fun, really? Which one was the most fun?
The pencil. No, 35 miles of pencil. That's awesome.
Maybe Morgan's was second.
What?
The Cheeto or the Cheetah elephant or whatever it was.
No, that Nike was worth paying fines every game.
Hello?
Another pooping one for you?
Yeah, yours is like farting every week. Yeah. Farting and peeing.
Whatever. I declare
me as the winner. I'm the champion.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Let's go over to Hannah, who has a personal Tell Me Something Good in Kentucky. Hannah, you're on the show. What's going on?
Good morning. I just wanted to share some really, really exciting news. After a year and a half, I have found out that I am a match for my husband, and he's getting a new kidney in 2 weeks.
Wow. So you're going to give him one of your kidneys? It took a year and a half to figure out if you were a match?
Oh, yeah. It's been a really long process.
So what happens with you now? Are you having to prep your body in a specific way?
Nothing too crazy. I have to like drink a lot of water and be in quarantine, but nothing too crazy.
So what do they tell you about what's going to happen with you and him once this process happens?
They say that it's actually really shocking how much the recipient improves and like how quickly. It's a noticeable difference almost immediately, and you know, just having to be off of dialysis will be such a great blessing for his life. And and not much changes for me, but I just have to, you know, keep my blood pressure and that sort of stuff under control, but nothing too crazy on my end.
Well, you're a match.
A great
ace. Yeah, that's crazy. Is awesome news. It's so hard sometimes to find a match and for the match to actually be living in the same house. And now he has to do the dishes whenever. He has to, oh, yeah. He's got to do the dishes. He's got to vacuum the floor.
Hold the laundry.
Yeah, you have like 100 and like a little pull tab of the, here you go. You owe me, right?
He's hearing you say this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That is great news that you matched. I hope everything, and I know it will turn out wonderfully. And once you're back on your feet, give us a call back, Hannah.
I will, absolutely. Can I share, can I tweet you his story? The Kentucky News here did a story on him, and it's like really inspiring and wonderful, and I would love for you to see
it. Send it on over.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Hannah.
Bye.
All right. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Nobody goes home round one. But just to show the listeners, Eddie, you're the champ. You go first.
Yeah.
The category is Bobby Bone Show Podcasts. Who hosts a podcast called Four Things?
Amy Brown.
That's correct. Four Things, Amy Brown. Yeah. What's the name of Lunchbox Ray and Eddie's sports podcast?
The Sore Losers Podcast.
That's correct. Amy, who hosts a podcast about movies?
Movie Mike.
Correct. Movie Mike's movie podcast. And Lunchbox, who hosts a sports podcast called 25 Whistles?
Bobby Bones.
Correct. Good. So that's the deal. Nobody missed. Everybody's in. But if you do miss, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Don't get boned, everybody.
Okay.
Eddie's wearing the tiara because he's the champ.
Yeah.
Amy's one game behind you, though. It's 3-2.
Eddie came in and goes, is this for the championship?
It's not yet.
No. I've played so many championships, I lose count, you know? Okay.
The category is TV show Best Friends. Eddie, mm-hmm. DJ Tanner and Kimmy Gibbler were best friends in what sitcom?
Full House.
Correct. Morgan, Patrick Starr is the best friend of what yellow cartoon character?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Correct. Amy, Rachel and Monica are best friends on what famous show?
Friends.
Correct. Lunchbox, Jerry and George Costanza are best friends on what show?
Seinfeld.
Correct. Good job, everybody. Let's go to the next round. The category is streaming services. Eddie, what streaming service is the home of Stranger Things?
That's Netflix.
Good. Morgan, what streaming service is the home of Holiday Harmony, which had our very own Amy Brown in it?
HBO Max.
Good. Amy, what streaming service is the home of Ted Lasso?
Apple Plus.
Take it. Lunchbox, what streaming service is the home of the show Breaking Bobby Bones?
Oh my God.
What streaming service is the home of the show Breaking Bobby Bones?
Oh my God.
You don't watch that one?
I've never watched it on streaming, man. Man, Disney.
I'll accept it, Disney Plus.
Okay.
He knew.
I watch it every night.
Of course.
I almost said Paramount.
The category is game show hosts. Who is the current host of The Price is Right?
Drew Carey.
Yep. Morgan.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Who's the current host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
Good. Amy, in the U.S., who is the first host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis.
Good. Lunchbox, for 37 seasons, he hosted Jeopardy. Name him.
Alex Trebek.
Good. Famous movie villains. We're rolling faster. It's easy trivia. Scar is the villain in what movie, Eddie?
Lion King.
Darth Vader is the villain in what franchise, Morgan?
Star Wars.
Lord Voldemort is the villain in what movie, Amy?
Okay. Well, shoot. Or Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. Harry Potter.
Correct. Lunchbox, Biff Tannen is the villain in what movie franchise?
Back to the Future.
Good.
Wow.
Technology. You have 3 seconds to answer the question. Okay. Technology. What Harvard dropout co-founded Microsoft?
Bill Gates.
Correct. Morgan, the companies HP, Microsoft, and Apple were all started in what part of a house?
The garage.
Correct. Amy, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne founded what company in 1976?
Apple.
Correct. Lunchbox, what do you call the small image icons used to express emotions or ideas in digital communication?
Emojis.
Correct. Here we go. We're rolling. What country artist with a cowboy hat? The category is country artist with a cowboy hat.
Oh, my gosh.
Had their first number one in 2016 with Head Over Boots. Eddie.
Head Over. That's John Party.
Correct. What country artist with a cowboy hat has an alcohol company called Blue Chair Bay? Morgan.
Kenny Chesney.
Correct. Amy, what country artist wore faded ripped blue jeans while jet skiing?
Alan Jackson.
Yeah. Or skiing.
Water skiing.
It says jet skiing, but I think that meant skiing. Okay. What country artist with a cowboy hat won a Grammy for a song, Till You Can't?
What?
Lunchbox. What country artist with a cowboy hat won a Grammy for his song, Till You Can't?
Till You Can't what?
Till You Can't.
Till You Can't. Tim McGraw.
Incorrect.
Cody Johnson, dude.
All right, we've got.
You can't.
You guys, we gotta go to speed round. Run out of time.
Come on.
You get 3 questions. Buzz in with your name, all three of you. Here we go. The category is animals.
Let's go.
What's the collective name for a group of lions?
Morgan. Eddie.
Morgan.
Pack.
Incorrect.
Eddie. That's a den.
Incorrect. Amy, a group of lions.
A group of lions.
Incorrect.
Okay, yeah.
It's called a pride.
A pride. Oh, yeah.
Question 2 of 3 in animals. What bird is the symbol of peace?
Amy. Oh, dove.
Correct.
Oh, no.
One of you guys need to get this to stay in tiebreaker. What is the only land mammal that can't jump?
Morgan. Flamingo.
Incorrect.
What?
Amy. Elephant.
Correct. Winner.
What honor.
Let's go.
What a game. Amy is tied up to the lead. Wow.
Elephant can't jump. That's crazy.
You ever seen the movie Woody Harrelson? No. Elephants can't jump? Buffy Snipes?
That's funny, man.
Amy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job. One step closer to getting your first ever championship.
No, I've had the tiara.
I need a stance to believe it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
Mike D. I see, he confirmed.
All right, let's go. We'll be back in a second.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
It's Friday, so I got ways to unwind for the weekend.
Okay,
these are for you, Bobby.
Okay.
You need to unwind. First of all, say goodbye to work. Log off from your email, work apps, and turn off your computer.
I would never do that. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But I will. I'm going to watch Arkansas play tomorrow. Arkansas, Kentucky. That's turning. I can't work.
Yeah,
I guess I can. I might do a little interview. Now that I say it, I think I want to maybe do something over there.
Like sportsy?
Yeah. Yeah, while I'm there. Yeah. Like, little interview stuff. But that's okay. Like, I'm going for enjoyment.
Still
for
work, though.
Four 25 whistles or what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
which is work.
Yeah, but I only...
You're not saying goodbye to work,
but I do
work,
the show
dude.
Because of passion, love,
okay.
Love of the game.
Yeah, but she's trying to help you unwind.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's move on. Find a wind-down song. So this is something that you would put on when you're pulling out of the driveway at work, or if you work at home, put on this song after you log off from everything. And it's a song that helps clear your head and takes you out of the work mindset.
Awesome. What else you got?
Change your clothes. Like, first thing you do when you walk in the door is get out of your work clothes.
I do. I get right in my underwear almost immediately. So they get home. Pile. Okay. Right in my underwear. What else?
All right. And then plan something fun. Having a plan in place for when you finish work can help you get into weekend mode.
Pass. All right. Thank you for that story.
Which, speaking of doing something fun, I saw a study that found that we should be attending some sort of social gathering, like party or event, every couple of weeks.
Don't even know of one that happens every couple of weeks. Don't have that many friends to do stuff.
Okay, well,
don't have that many friends.
I was thinking, yay, I'm so glad y'all had the $1 million show last week because that checked that box.
That's a concert, though.
Event. Something fun.
That's an event.
It's something fun. Yeah. People went to it. They had fun. You were working, but...
We can't do that.
Hey, what else is new?
For us, we got to watch. But this is like for your health and overall well-being. So every couple of weeks, make plans to... go to a party. Okay,
thank you.
Bobby, if Raging Idiots were to film a music video, you know?
We have.
Oh, yeah.
We got lots of them.
Okay. We got a few of them.
One
with puppets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you and Eddie are both married, so let's say you have to do a romantic scene. Would y'all be able to act your way through it?
Well, I would ask my wife to be in it with me. So I'm not going to make out with somebody else. Or are we romantic together? Because that's not acting.
That wouldn't be acting. Yeah.
No. I don't understand the question.
Well, Dierks Bentley was talking about a music video, I Want to Make You Close Your Eyes, that he had to do right after he got married. And he said it was so awkward.
That video, I just got married. Right now I'm on the video shoot. There's this really pretty girl in the my partner in this video. I've never met her. She's beautiful. And we're supposed to be like, you know, romantic and stuff. I'm like, I just got married. I don't know how to do this. You know, so I spent most of the video just like touching her face. One of those videos I did once, watched it once, and never looked at it again.
Yeah, that would be awkward. And you just got married. Maybe you just have your wife do it.
Yeah.
Unless she just doesn't want to do it. But yeah, that's tough. I'd probably punted.
Oh, yeah, it's not worth
it. I'd probably punt it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, especially right after just get married. And I don't think my wife would care if it's acting. It's acting, yeah. But I still would be uncomfortable, especially at that stage.
Mm-hmm. My wife would care. 100%.
Yeah, stab you dead.
Even if you just, like, touched her face
you're
over
not
and
doing
over.
That. Get out of here.
Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sam Linkus is the construction teacher in North Carolina at North Pitt High School, and he was looking for a way for his students to give back. What can they build to help the community? When someone from Pitt County Animal Services reached out and said, hey, we can use dog houses for dogs that are kept outside if your kids can build them. He's like, heck yeah. So they put out some information. People started donating materials. And the kids got pop, pop, pop. Pew, pew, pew. That's a nail gun, so you know.
Okay.
Nail gun will be like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, that sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
That's better. Nailed it.
Yeah, he's through houses.
Well, I know how it sounds.
You
but
push. It's compression.
I know, but.
You were doing like you were changing a tire in a pit crew.
I mean, because my kid has gotten staples in his head. And it was the same thing as a staple.
That's more like.
And they have hammer and nail. Ding, 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 ding. And so they build all these houses, and they've been donating to people that have their dogs outside so the dogs have somewhere warm to go. And it's just a way to feel good and help the community.
That's awesome. That's a great story. We love a good dog story. And that's me nailing this thing shut.
Oh.
With a compression gun. This is me stapling it shut.
Oh, yeah. A lot shorter.
All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Voicemail out. This is from Taylor in Louisiana, going back and listening to a podcast from 2017. Here you go.
I'm going back and I'm listening to the podcast
the beginning where you guys started recording it on iHeart, and I just got to July 12th, 2017, and this is the day that you created the Morning Corny. And you said, this may not be a lasting segment, but we're going to try it. I just thought that was really cool.
17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 6 years.
Wow.
Basically. Yeah. So she started from the beginning. Because I think when we started this show, it's probably, that's when the podcast starts. I know we pulled a bunch of it because I don't want to get canceled, basically.
That's smart.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was up there anymore. And I was thinking about running for governor of Arkansas, and I'm like, pull it all down from things I don't remember.
Yeah, because 17. So, and we, yeah.
We started in 2013.
Yeah, here. 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's a clip of that day. Here you go. By the way, thinking about bringing a new segment to the show, and it may not be a lasting segment, but I've titled it The Morning Corny.
What on earth?
Because it's a corny joke.
Yeah.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the chicken go to jail?
Why did the chicken go to jail?
Because he was using foul language.
That was the Morning Corny.
I like the name.
It's all a package.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like just it. About you. It's about everything.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
What about the joke? Yeah, that's when Amy took control of the joke. By the way, we're live now again. That's when Amy put her flag in the joke. It's like, I'm doing it. It's mine. All right. Well, there you go.
We sound so young in that clip.
Do we?
Oh, yeah, dude.
We sound young.
We sound like kids.
Do it.
All
right, let's do it. And here we are. Let's do the live Morning Corny now. Go ahead.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a snowman that sings and plays the piano?
What do you call a snowman that sings and plays the piano?
Melton John.
Melton John.
Hey, she's still doing it.
She still got it, boys.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah, you had to hit with that one, too. It's been a bad one.
That was a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure, but you nailed it.
Good job,
I had
baby.
I had no idea that the pressure was going to be coming either.
He came through.
In case you didn't know,
she recently won her first Grammy Award for Best Country Duo Group Performance. Her Never Wanted to Be That Girl.
I never wanted to be that girl.
In studio is Ashley McBride. Man, she's going to sing for us. We're so lucky. Girl Going Nowhere from 2019.
In the last come up. And I hear the bass.
One Night Standards jam.
It's just a room key. You ain't got a lie to me.
And she's got a new song she's going to play for us called Light On in the Kitchen. Here we go with Ashley McBride.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Ashley McBride.
You know, Ashley, I said that we don't deserve you in this studio or this format.
Wow.
And I even said, we don't need to make her sing. To me, you're like the best.
Thanks.
And they were like, no, Ashley's like, shoot, she was happy to sing. I'm like, are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'd be singing. If I wasn't here, I'd be singing at the house.
Well, just know, I was like, we don't have to make her sing. I'm just happy she's going to come up and see us here.
I'm just tickled to come chat.
Well,
I just got back from Arkansas, too, so.
What do you do when you go home? Was it a home thing or a show thing?
I played in Fort Smith, which is where Mom is, and I played in El Dorado. My dad's people were from around El Dorado and Pine Bluff.
Isn't it funny when you go home how many new relatives you didn't know you had till you're doing a show?
Literally met a new relative. And the only way because she just went to the venue lady and was like, I'm Ashley's cousin. And they came and they're like, do you know this person? I said, that doesn't sound familiar to me. I don't know a lot about my dad's side of the family, though. So they said, she's got a picture of you and your grandfather. And I said, is it granddaddy or is it papa? Because then I'm going to know if they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, granddaddy. And then they brought me the picture. And I was like, I wonder who that is. So I call mama and we work it out. That it's my grandmother's sister, so my great aunt's daughter.
Well, they're stretching yelling picture. Cousin at the door, huh?
Right.
They're like, I'm her cousin, here's a picture of people.
Yeah. But I got to hug a new cousin. Yeah.
That's awkward.
And now I got a picture of me and my granddaddy I didn't have.
See, that's a net gain, though.
Yeah.
An old picture that you didn't have. Your family's interesting to me. I'd like to talk about your grandmother for a second.
Yeah.
Because she was very musical. Did she teach you how to play harmonica? Your grandma, and what did you call her?
So my great grandmother played everything.
Okay.
She played mandolin, harmonica, guitar, taught herself, and her last name was Mayhem, but they called her Granny Ham.
Okay.
I've spent my whole life trying to have a cool nickname like Ham.
Oh, I thought Granny was going to be the nickname.
No, Granny Ham. Like, how cool is that?
Makes me feel like some Jimmy Dean breakfast, you know? Yeah. Did she work with you on music, or did you just have it around all the time?
No, she was gone before I was born, but then my grandmother, my mom's mom, was very musical, and she may have taught me one chord. It might have been two, though, but I was always banging on something, and I've got Granny Ham's mandolin, and I've got Mimi's mandolin, too. I'm still terrible at mandolin, but they were all real patient. Everybody could sing.
When you were singing as a kid, Where did you sing? Because it's not like you grew up in like a big place with lots of venues to go perform.
And I was too shy to do it anyway. So I sang all around the house. And then when I was growing up in Mammoth Spring, we lived really close to Hardy. Like, that's where I went to high school, was over in Highland. And there was like an antique shop district down there, like canoe rentals and stuff like that, outfitters. And there was a gazebo down there. And I would go play there. I would play at the Dulcimer shop. There was a guy at the Dulcimer shop. His name was Jeff Camp. And he gave me dulcimer lessons. He tried to give me mandolin lessons. But it turns out I just needed to stick with guitar. Mandolin was before guitar. Once guitar came along, I was like, oh, this is what I like.
Tell me about this song, Light On in the Kitchen, before you play it here.
Yeah. So the more we sat around and talked about problems we had solved at kitchen tables, it really pointed out to me how sacred a kitchen is. Because even now, when we have get-togethers and stuff, we all end up around the island in the kitchen. And I was thinking back, college years, even just wild days. I'd be over at a friend in Little Rock, and we'd get a six-pack of Heineken and a pack of Marlboro Lights, and we'd light them off the gas stove in the kitchen. And that's where we would solve the problems for that trip. Mm. We kind of discovered how important and sacred the kitchen space was, and how minimal that effort was. And now we tell each other, I'll leave the light on.
Oh, wow.
And so it became this new way to make me tear up. You know, my aunt lives in Michigan, and she could text me and say, you're getting on stage, I'm going to bed, I'll leave the light on. Mm. Which is just, I'm thinking about you. And that just, it's just, songs give and give and give. And so we enjoyed writing the song. You know, me and Connie, we don't write nothing down until somebody cries anyway. And we were all sitting there just so full of love and thankful we were together and that we were healthy, and we're tearing up and writing the song. And then the song gives this other thing to my family, I'm sure to their families as well. And Jessie did say she was writing this song in her, from her perspective, she's giving advice to her teenage daughter.
I feel like what she just said there, you could play some minor chords underneath it and just have her talking over it. And that's also a hit song.
Oh, for sure.
Like that whole, what she just said, just strum some sad sounding chords under it.
Yeah.
And that's a song as well. I'm going to be putting that out. I'm going to steal everything you just said.
Do it.
Yeah, do it. Okay, here is Ashley McBride performing for us. This is Light On in the Kitchen. Hey, come on, man. Woo. That is a treat. I told you. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve that.
And also, that's what happens when you're not looking down. Sometimes when you close your eyes, you put your finger just the complete wrong fret.
You know what?
Live is live. I don't care.
Whatever happened, I had tears in my ears. I couldn't hear it.
It feels good.
Yeah, it was awesome. That's a great song.
It's a new single too, right?
Like, this is the one you're coming with?
It's crazy because this song was the first thing we write when we go to make this record, Proper Record 3. I know I want it on there. And then of all of the songs that I had chosen for a single, this one hadn't raised its hand for me. And so when we thought maybe this should be the single, and somebody said that to me, I thought, really? Okay, let's try that. And it just feels so good. It feels so magical. I was playing in El Dorado the other day, and when I said, there's more to life than being skinny, all couple thousand of them just lost their minds screaming, right, and shaking their heads. That feels so good.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I have a couple questions for you here.
Yeah.
You have come up through it, meaning you were playing bars.
Oh, yeah.
In like Memphis, you know, yep. You're living in, you know, northeastern Arkansas.
Yep.
And so that's quite the scene. One, legendary scene. Like a lot of great blues artists, rock artists have come up through Memphis. And you're playing some of those clubs, those bars, and you start to move around a little bit. But did you have a time where you had to do like the Beatles back in the day? They had to learn every cover ever.
Yeah.
So you just had to, was that something that early on you did? You're like, I have to learn every 80s and 90s country song ever.
Well, it wasn't when in the Memphis scene, it wasn't more country songs I had to learn. I was like, oh man, as amazing as my Pam Tillis is, it's not always going to fly here.
Mm.
So that became the Jackson 5, T-Pain at one point. Lady Gaga, which leads us into...
I fell in love with a stripper.
Right, absolutely. I'm going to buy you a drink. And legit, people are still like, play, buy you a drink. And that became... learning to play like Lady Gaga songs and stuff like that became a portion of my bar show called Lady Jukebox.
So people could just request a song from the jukebox?
Or they could, we would take at least a portion of the show and I would give you maybe a decade to choose from or whatever and say, here are the rules. If I know it, I have to attempt it. And if I don't know it, I can't attempt it. I'm sorry. So they would be like, you know, prop me up beside the jukebox. So I'd play a chorus of that. And then, we could, from there, they would be like, 4 9 blinds. You just try to find a way to get there. John Denver.
Did you make a bunch of money doing that, though, since it was interactive? Would they tip you more if you played their song than if you're
just
playing?
Yeah, especially when somebody's like, I'm like, this guy wants me to play Jack and Diane. And then one guy's like, I'll give you $20 not to. And I'm like,
that's funny.
Y'all duke it out. Yeah. Y'all duke it out. There's the tip chart.
That's funny. So if I were to say Strawberry Wine.
Oh, yeah.
Dina Carter. Could you do a verse and chorus of that?
Teresa Berg. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. She's going through the... She's going full Rain Man on us.
All right.
She's like publishing date, too.
I can even sing the... Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess...
Hey, go. Lay it on us.
We all do that, right?
Yes. Come on. Okay.
My purists are going to know that I really screwed up that channel, and they're going to know what a channel is, too. Yeah, but that's okay.
We ain't no purists over here, Ashley.
That's right. It's close enough for the kind of people I date.
Man.
Okay. Which I'm told is not a funny joke anymore, but that's fine.
Okay. Let me throw one.
Yeah.
How about Neon Moon?
Mm-hmm.
Brooks and Dunn.
Mm-hmm. It would be hard to do it better than, I'm going to play that out here, than Casey Musgraves did.
She's putting on a capo.
I'm guessing.
She's downloading the information to her brain.
I don't know. I just know it's out of like a D position.
And you can just do the chorus too. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any idea where to do that. So I'm going to do it right here. Yeah.
How's your brain know? Because again, I play, but not like you. I do comedy, and I know like 12 chords, right?
But that's all there are.
But some of them I count twice. But so, how are in your mind? Are you like, okay, if I had a C here with capo on, can you hear it ahead of you playing it? Or
I would try to. That's almost the key Ronnie sang it in. And so wherever a guy sang it, you kind of want to just put it at least two full steps above that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no idea.
And I don't have a great Ronnie Dunn impression. I was singing it, and I was like, I could start singing this song as Terry Clark right now, and it would be really convincing.
All right, I'm going to give you one more. I'm going to go very difficult on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Wide Open Spaces, The Chicks. Oh, she knows already. Oh, she's on
it. Wow.
Okay.
Follow. I just had this whole thing in my brain where, like, Kelsey Ballerini just walked in the room. It was like Lauren Elena. We just wound up in kind of like this weird flash mob karaoke.
That'd have been awesome.
Is that a thing?
It was about to be.
Bring them in.
Oh, my God. We just walk into any bar with an instrument and just start doing flash mob karaoke?
I mean,
and they don't even know.
Come on.
In a restaurant.
That would be.
It's like, you know how mariachi comes to your table?
Yeah.
I mean, you might get kicked out, but you might not.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay, now I have a thing I want to do.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's hit the TV show.
For now, we're here.
Yeah, we'll
flash mob karaoke sounds great.
Wait, we gotta hit the chorus. Do you know how to do the chorus?
Oh yeah.
That's so good. Ashley McBride is here.
Yeah.
When you won the Grammy,
I remember that.
Did they tell you when did that? I didn't watch the show because I had to leave. I worked the pre, then I left.
Right. You had a lot to do that day.
Well, no, then I had to give you the show the next morning.
Yeah.
Here, so I flew, but I didn't watch the show. Was that, what part of the show? Was it pre?
It was in the pre-tells.
Okay. How does that happen? How do you know you won?
Well, they do it just like the regular Grammys. And there's like performances and there's a band. And
really?
There's a horn section. I love horns.
But it's not on TV.
No.
Wow.
And there's cameras and everything. Like mm-hmm. It goes around and shows it on the Jumbotron. And it's a really long walk from anywhere you are to that stage. And I was seated with my sister and some members of my team. And I didn't know that our category was being read at the time because I'm asking my sister, Aubrey, should I give you my clutch or should I just like put it in this chair? And then I heard them say Carly Pierce. And I thought maybe if we had won in that category that they would say the song first. Never wanted to be that girl because that's what's winning here is the song. But they said Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride, never wanted to be that girl. And I just started shouting expletives because I'm sure you saw the gown. And I would love for anyone to have as much trust in anything as I had in that gown that day.
Wow.
It was a long walk. And then I thought about jogging. I got down to the end of the aisle and I saw Carly and I stuck my hand out like we're going to Laverne and Shirley up the stairs. And then I realized I was walking a little bit too quick a pace because the dress couldn't. Keep all
you're
the
losing
way
trust?
You're losing I was
trust
losing quickly? A little. My faith was questioned, was tested.
Okay, look. Light On in the Kitchen is the new song from Ashley. We love it. I did say on E when I was that night, because I talked to you and Brandi Carlile, you're the only two on my Mount Rushmore of vocalists. It was all
Thank
your heads.
You. Mm.
Just you, nobody else. We don't need anybody else.
Thank you.
Just you and Brandi Carlile.
She's so wonderful. There's not anything she can't sing.
We feel the same about you, right, guys? And she sang it all,
Thanks.
Too. Yes. So there's that. And then
we should invite Brandi into the flash mob karaoke thing.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a bit expensive. Towel fees, I'll be honest with you. Somebody's put together a couple
teams. We'll donate our time.
Okay. AshleyMcBride.com to see all the solo dates and fairs and festivals and out with Eric Church and Jelly Roll. And I mean, she's just awesome. Thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
One of the best. There she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a TikTok video where the guy's like, all right, this is how you find out if your partner's cheating. And it involves going to get a random water bottle, like one that you could buy at like a thrift store. Like a wall, any kind of.
Like a tumbler.
Yeah, like a Stanley mug, whatever those are. Ray, play the clip from TikTok.
If they have nothing to hide.
That's not mine. I don't know whose that is.
They'll admit they don't know whose it is because you've made them feel like you trust them. But if they are cheating.
Thank you so much.
They'll go along with you and pretend it's theirs.
So you put this, you know, thermos, whatever, that's not theirs, not yours, it's random. And you go, this was in the car. And if they're like, oh, that's not mine. Honestly, they have nothing to hide at all because they're just like, but if they do have stuff to hide, maybe they're like, oh, no, that was left in the car by. Mm-hmm.
That could have been left by so-and-so, yeah.
Boom. The guy that she was drinking wine with on the porch. Remember that when you walked up?
Cheese and wine.
While you were working.
Yeah. Cheese, too?
Oh, yeah, that's cheese an and crackers and.
Like at noon.
Cheese?
Yeah, it was noon. They were a bottle and a half in.
Noon, dude.
What kind of music was playing?
I don't think they had music, just nature.
Listen
to the birds chirp.
Okay. So what did you do?
So I went to the Goodwill and I found a water bottle for $1 and I bought it for $1 and I drove her car somewhere. And then when I came in, I was like, oh, I was just cleaning out the car. Boom. Here we go.
Here's the water bottle. And we're seeing her reaction.
This is her. She's standing in the kitchen, and I walk in, and...
Oh, what if we find out here that she is cheating?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we haven't heard the clip yet. Here we go. Go.
I cleaned out the car, and I found your... I found your water bottle.
No, that's not mine.
It was underneath your seat, in the car.
I've never seen it before. Are you sure it's not yours?
It's not mine. I was cleaning out the car, got the kids' shoes, some artwork, and then this water bottle was under the seat.
I don't know. It's not mine. I don't know where it came from.
All right, well, congratulations. You passed the test. You're not cheating. Give me a kiss.
Okay, thanks.
Mwah. Mwah. Mwah.
Mwah. Bye.
You're still married.
Yeah. Hey, she was really like, huh?
She had nothing to hide.
But then Lunch tried to keep getting her on the lie, like, "Are you sure I found this water bottle?"
I don't know. I tasted it. It tastes like a dude's lips.
Well, you gotta keep going. Maybe they'll crack.
Also, she's probably shocked that Lunchbox is cleaning out the car.
Also, he talks weird when he's like doing a bit.
Yeah.
Because he just keeps, "Oh, here's a water bottle. The bottle of water. Here's a bottle of water.
Water o bottle."
This time, she doesn't know.
Yeah.
He's doing sound effects.
Like, it's a bottle with agua.
But she's not cheating. Good for you, buddy.
Good. We got a good, healthy marriage now.
Because you never know
who you're sleeping next to. You think you know, but you have no idea.
Wow.
That's just true. Like, you think, oh, they would never kill me. But guess what? It happens a lot.
How can we test her on that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You do think sometimes, like, she could. Like, just the middle of the night, I couldn't stop her.
That's
like,
true.
I could be asleep, and she could just be like, you know, she could just go for it.
It does happen.
You never know who you're sleeping next to. On the phone, Eddie in Oklahoma. Eddie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, so I was just kind of curious, man. How did you become in the radio business? How did you get your chance to do radio?
When I was 17 years old, I begged for a job at the radio station in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Now, when I was 9, 10, 11, 12, I used to call the radio station every night. And I'd be like, this is Bobby the Barbarian. That's what I settled on as my name, Bobby the Barbarian. Because wrestling, the Barbarian was a big wrestler. I tried a bunch of names. And I would call... And I knew from 5 years old I wanted to be on the radio, on TV, and I wanted to be a comedian. I don't know what it's like to not know, and now I feel bad. I just thought everybody knew. And then you find out later on, most of your friends are like, I'm still trying to figure it out. But I've known since 5 years old what I wanted to do. And so because of that, I always kept it in mind. So I kept working, even in high school, like I wanted to go to college. No one in my family had ever been to college, so I knew I was going to go to college. And I went and begged for a job at the radio station, like 50 minutes from my college. Now, still in high school, but they said, okay, cool, we'll hire you to run the Rick D's weekly countdown where you just take out a CD and replace it with another. But before my first job doing that and cleaning the station, they had to fire somebody for stealing station equipment. Because we used to do these DJ, like, sound and light shows, and they'd have a bunch of CDs, and you'd play a show for a bunch of 14-year-olds or at a senior center.
Yeah.
But he was, like, stealing some of the stuff. So they fired him, and they're like, hey, you're going to go on the air. Now, at the time, I was 17, 18-year-old little Bobby Estill. That's right. They were like, your name's going to be Bobby Bones or Bobby Z. I was like, that's stupid, but okay. Pick one. Oh, I'll take Bones? Weird name. I'm like a pirate, right? So I go on the air, and I was awful. And depending who you talk to now, still awful. But I go on the air, and I'm like, hey, everybody, KLAZ. Overnights, I got on, said the wrong name, wrong station. Did overnights on the weekends, grabbed nights pretty quick, you know, finished school. That was a priority because no one in my family had ever finished, I mean, even high school, but college. Finished and moved to Little Rock and was there very briefly, got into some trouble there, meaning we broke into another radio station.
A little bit trouble.
Not like legal trouble, but it was about to be. We broke into another radio station, took it over. It's in my first book called Bare Bones. Thought they were going to fire me, but in another station, a guy named Jay Shannon had heard, well, this guy, like, 21, 22-year-old is like creating mayhem in Little Rock, Arkansas. So I was like, do you want to come to Austin? I'd never been to Austin in my life. And I just accepted the job. I was like, I'm in, let's go. Drove down in the ice storm. Took like 23 hours to get there. Lost half of my furniture that was already broken and cheap anyway. Did nights there for a bit, but the station was failing. And they didn't have a morning show. And I got an offer to go to Seattle. But they were like, what do you want to do? What'll keep you? And I was like, let me do mornings. They were like, you're 22. Nobody does mornings. I'm like, well, the station sucks anyway, so who cares? And they said, okay, cool, good point. So it went on in Austin as morning show host at 22. Got in trouble there. Lunchbox went to jail.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
I almost went to jail. I got sued a bunch for different things. Never anything crazy bad, but stupid. And in like 3 or 4 years, we became really big in Austin. And then I started spending most of my paychecks and figuring out how to syndicate the show. So I spent all this money. We spread out. My contract was coming up again. They're like, what do you want to do? They said, we can't take Ryan or Elvis's job. And I was like, well, all right, let's. They've never had a national syndicated country show out of Nashville. Let's go. And so that's like a movie where I just smash cut.
Oh, yeah, yeah, real quick.
Here we are 10 years later. Smash cut. Me and all my friends.
Overnight.
Yeah, it was just that easy.
It's just that Lunchbox was working at Jason's Deli when I met him. Amy was selling granite when I met her. Eddie was my local TV producer when I met him. Mike D was an intern who was like, hey, man. No, he's a MySpace messenger who's like, hey, man, can I intern?
Mm-hmm.
Ray was my pool boy.
Mm-hmm. Hung out with a family.
No, don't say that.
Wait,
no.
What?
No.
Went on vacations with you?
No.
But Eddie, that's it, man. It's a pretty weird story, pretty organic way. We kind of, you know, we were never really the darling of the company. We kind of forced it to be.
Are we the darling of the company now?
We're not.
Oh.
But
oh,
still dang. Aren't, yeah. Like, but that's yes. It, Eddie. I appreciate you asking that, man.
No problem, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, of course. That's fun to kind of walk down.
That's cool to hear all that in one, like, in one setting.
Yeah, I left out a lot.
yeah, you did.
Mostly bad stuff.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Miami-Dade, Florida. A man was speeding on the highway in his SUV when police tried to pull him over. He said, ah, heck no, not pulling over, guys. He leads them on a high-speed chase, starts going through some neighborhoods, parks in front of a house, and runs in.
Gosh.
And they run the license plate. He went right to his house.
Oh.
I thought he was going to somebody else's.
Me too. I was like, how scary
like
for
how
that
this ended. Okay, I like how it ended.
That's
wow.
Funny.
I did not expect that. I was on the highway this morning, and a cop got behind me. Big police officer guy here. Love him. They protect me. I like that. But he got behind me and he just put on his lights. Boo. You know when they go, boo, it comes on.
Yeah.
But without the boo, it just comes on. But it just was red and it just held. And I was like, oh my, am I getting pulled over? So I got over a lane because it wasn't like the lights that rolled where usually it's like, pull over, we got you. But just the red came on and set on. I went over and then it went around me.
Oh, maybe he's just saying hi.
I don't know if it was like a half code.
Oh.
I wonder if that means there was a wreck. So I wonder if the red means...
There were two wrecks. But yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was on his way to that and I didn't know if red meant wreck.
And you know me, I got two hands.
that makes sense.
I drive at 11 and 1.
Yeah.
I'm looking over the top of the wheel like, I'm not speeding, nothing.
Not 10 and 2.
And I'm like, why am I getting a ticket? Driving too good? It's like, what, they give you an ice cream cone for driving so good? All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Let's go over and talk to Joy in North Carolina. Hey, Joy, what's going on with you?
So I heard a segment last week about the girl wearing the Pimpin' Joy shirt, struggling to open the cinnamon can. Mm-hmm. And so I was on Tinder. My name is Joy. And in my profile pic, I was wearing a Pimpin' Joy shirt. And my name on the Tinder was PJ because I don't like putting my name out there. So I matched with this guy, and he asked if PJ and Pimpin' Joy were a coincidence. I was like, no. And he recognized the Pimpin' Joy shirt because he loves the show, too. Long story short, we met up last weekend, and I just had to share that because Pimpin' Joy really came in clutch for, like, a possible connection. I thought that was really cool.
I like that. I got three points that I like to follow up on. Number one, Pimpin' Joy is all about positivity. We love that you're representing it. He knew about it. That made that spark. Love it. Number two, the girl couldn't open the biscuits in a viral video. She was like, I don't know how to do this. And she was wearing one of these shirts, one of our shirts. Oh, mm-hmm. And so millions and millions of people saw it. But I think it's great because people are like, what does that even mean? It went viral. And all you, in this day and age, you just want something to be seen. That's it. It went viral, that video. We didn't have anything to do with it, but we'll take it. And I wonder if Pimpin' Joy was Googled a lot more because of that.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Because that's the goal, right?
Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, yeah, it was the squares. I mean, it was right there in front and center. She's doing the cinnamon rolls with the can opener, and it's just right there. Pimpin' Joy.
And then number three, Joy with Pimpin' Joy. This dude, are you sure he's a fan of the show? Like, did he know things about us? Or is he just using that because, you know, he's swindling on Tinlin? You know what I mean?
No, he knew things about the show because that was like the perfect segue into conversation. So then we had a whole conversation like, okay, what are you, how long have you been listening and everything.
Okay. So I don't want you to get swindled. I've heard about these Tindler swindlers. They're up to no good. They find something. They research it. They act like they're an expert or they're also involved. And next thing you know, you're giving the guy all your money. He's on a private jet with your credit card.
Yeah.
I hate to see that happen, Joy. Good also, point. Tinder Joy. Let me be real. Joy, Tinder. I mean, it's a half a step above Craigslist. I mean, Tinder Joy.
It's hot out here. People don't walk up to you in grocery stores anymore.
I felt that, It's like, you know, there's Bumble. I don't know. I feel like there are some that won't get you stabbed or Hinge. People don't expect they're going to hook up the first 10 seconds.
Farmers Only.
Absolutely.
Christian Mingle.
Yeah. Plenty of fish.
Yeah.
You know.
Harmony.
Joy, I'm Match. Kidding. I love to hear it. Please update us. I hope you guys get married and have a little Joy baby.
That'd be cool.
If not, don't worry about it. We'll still talk with you, okay? Call us back.
I'm not bad.
All right. Bye, Joy. I'm telling you, I had a third point, but I forgot it. So then I just went with don't get swindled. To be honest with you. She was telling the whole story. I was like, address this. And I was like, third point. Don't get swindled, Tindled. There you go. Oh, we're done. So we'll see you guys on Monday. Bye, everybody. Come on. Get your Bobby
Bones on. Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.